Bombings prior to Saturday's elections raised concerns for Iraqi's Christians. Exploitation takes yet another form for India's women, and a Haitian orphanage is recovering from devastation. Find out where the gospel comes in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. There's been a deadly wave of bombings in advance of Saturday's provincial elections in Iraq. On Monday, police say insurgents coordinated 24 separate attacks, which killed nearly four dozen people and wounded over 250. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says while most of the violence is between Shia and Sunni, it doesn't take much before Christians are caught in the crossfire. Hundreds of thousands have fled.
The rapid decline of the church has been very, scary for a lot of the believers there, of course, because thinking, well, everyone's leaving, maybe I should leave too.
All that's left are a few dozen churches, but the gospel is still going forward. Musselman's quick to point out that
one of the pastors in Kirkuk we talked to told us, we want the Christians to stay. We need to be the light. This is a historic place where the church has 2,000 years of history. And if all the Christians leave, where will that leave us?
Don't know how to pray? We've got some suggestions at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, women are being exploited again in India. We've often shared about women who've been hoodwinked into human trafficking. Now, many women are selling their bodies as incubators for couples who can't have kids. Lindsay Ackerman of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
The driving force behind this seems to be just the incredible poverty that millions and millions of families in India are living in.
It's a symptom of a bigger problem in India.
Most women in India are not educated. They are never sent to school. And this is one of the ways that they are turning to in order to earn an income for their family.
Mission India is preventing this exploitation through adult literacy classes. Women are taught to read and do basic math, as well as how to start a home-based business.
It costs just $30 for one person to enroll.
And that covers an entire year for classes. It opens the door for the gospel, too. You can find details at our website. This is Mission Network News. College kids in Grand Rapids, Michigan are finding ways to make a difference. MNN's Katie Harth has more.
Saturday's weather was more like winter than spring, but it didn't stop people from walking for water on the campus of Cornerstone University. Senior Kathy DeYoung put the event on to raise money for a Living Water International project in India.
I'm happy, especially for a first-time walk. Got at least probably 50 people here, even in this sleet and rain and snow.
It brought the reality of the water crisis home for many people. Cornerstone senior Kaylee Hammond says,
the buckets of water were really heavy, and I got tired really fast. It really wasn't very much fun at all.
There's a link where you can help this project, too. Just go to missionnetworknews.org. Pray this project will open doors for the gospel. From Grand Rapids, Michigan, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
You've heard the phrase, lost something in the translation. Well, it's common enough, but with something like scripture, you can't afford mistakes. In Papua New Guinea, a Wycliffe Bible translator's team wrapped up a village check on the first 9 chapters of the Book of Acts in the Nali language. A village check tests the translated scripture portions on a group with no previous exposure to that translation. So pray for God's directions. The team tests the chapters in 10 other villages. And Haiti's 2010 quake leveled the orphanage that Orphan's Heart was working with. Now, the ministry wouldn't stay down, though. They're well along in the rebuild of a new facility that'll allow for even more growth. The new orphanage director, Sarah Kuhman, is supervising and building a staff for the outreach. She's also helping with a ladies' Bible study that began back in February and has already grown to over 100 women. Pray that this new orphanage will be the hands and feet of Christ to that community. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to help start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible and give the others away as a reminder to pray for the Sat7 ministry and the region. Get your free bookmarks by calling us at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.